On two public occasions since Willie's death, all people have wanted to ask me about has been Will. At Canterbury on Wednesday night and again in London on Thursday, the first question was, could you say something nice about Willie Rushton? Oddly, the last time I experienced such a wave of sympathy and distress and general loss was when his great friend and colleague Roy Kinnear died. They were kindred souls. I remember being told of Roy's death and asked to comment in the very same breath. The only thing I could think to say of Roy's generous spirit was, he suffered fools gladly. That wasn't quite true of Willie. There was an acerbic side to him. He could hardly avoid it, since he watched the world and its follies with such a sharp, intelligent and observant eye. Had he not, he would not have been the great cartoonist and insightful caricaturist that he was. Willie was both one of nature's toffs and the people's champion. He grew funnier and funnier as a witty, life-enhancing English eccentric, and never did his spontaneous comic genius flourish more splendidly than on I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Enjoy his last contribution to the programme as wholeheartedly as Willie enjoyed recording it.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. It's the show where quality and comedy go together like the Lone Ranger in Toronto. You'll find us today as guests of the Cambridge Arts Theatre, where many notable careers were launched via the University Footlights Review. Indeed, I understand our own Graham Garden and Tim Brooke Taylor were undergraduates here before being discovered. Luckily, the graduates escaped in the confusion of the police raid and no charges were brought. They've certainly done a marvellous job on the place, and I understand that several quaint original pre-war features came to light during building work. Let me point out four of them. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And a warm welcome, please, for the lady who scores wherever we go, the delightful Samantha. Now, our first round is called Channel 4 Children's Hour. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of racy children's programmes suitable for a well-known minority channel faced with privatisation. Basically, teams, in thinking up these titles, it'll help to have in mind an image of childish innocence tinged with sinister corruption. So, think Andy Peters. Barry, will you start? Barry, will you start, please?
Chitty Chitty Gang Bang. One 101 Reservoir Dalmatians. Directed by Quentin Dandiambino.
Louisa May Alcott's Big Women.
Winnie the... Was that you?
Electric Blue Peter.
Snow White and the 9½ Dwarves.
Bill and Ben behaving badly.
And God created Noddy.
Muffin the Mule.
Babe, the Breakfast.
Lord Baden. Lord Baden Powell's famous book, Snorting for Boys.
Postman Pat always rings twice.
Jack and Orgy.
Last Tango in Trumpton.
swallows and amorous nuns.
OK.
Lust William.
Ragtag and Bobbit.
Well, our next game is a musical one with a title that the unwary might think speaks for itself. It's called One Song to the Tune of Another. Now, how can I explain this simply? Despite the title, each contestant will be allocated two songs or words sung to music, but from one he'll concentrate only on the lyrics while trying to disregard the tune, and from the other he'll focus on the music while ignoring the words. I know what you're thinking, teams. Which one is which? Well, the first, or one song, is the set of words sung to music which no longer has the tune, and the second, or another as we know it, is the tune to some words without the lyrics but retaining the music. All you have to do is put them together. In other words, literally, one song to the tune of another. But don't be lulled into a false sense of security, teams, as you'll be accompanied at the piano by Colin Sell. Actually, Colin was telling us that he recently started working on backing material with his new singer. So if anyone needs some curtains run up... Barry, you ought to start. Would you please sing I Am the Cider Drinker by the Wurzels to the tune of Beethoven's Ode to Joy? It's your turn, Tim, now. Would you please sing the words of Pinball Wizard to the tune of Jerusalem?
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine, feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Willie, will you please sing the words of Brown Girl in the Ring by Boney M. to the tune of Blue Moon?
Brown girl in the ring, tra-la-la. There's a brown girl in the ring, tra-la-la. Brown girl in the ring. She looks like a sugar in the plum. Plum, plum, show me a motion, tra-la-la. Come on, show me a motion. Show me a motion, tra-la-la. She looks like a sugar in the plum. Old head water run dry, nowhere to wash my clothes. Old head water run dry, got nowhere to wash my clothes, I remember. One Saturday night we have fried fish and Johnny cakes, Irie cakes. Dang, dang.
And finally, it's you, Graham. Will you please sing the words of I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts to the tune of the Toreador's song from Carmen?
I've got
but I love the lean bunch of coconuts. There they are, standing in a row. Big one, small one, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist. That's what the showman said. I've got a love, the bunch of coconuts.
Right, it's now time to play a round called Straight Face. It's a game we've created specially, the object of which is for the teams not to get laughs from our theatre audience. Well, needs must. Any player who elicits the faintest hint of a titter will face immediate disqualification. Right, teams, I'd now like you, please, to take it in turns to exchange humour-free words, beginning with a certain letter of the alphabet, which I shall now randomly select. So, which letter will I go for this time, I wonder? This time I'm going for, the one between O and Q.
Hang about.
Tim, will you start, please?
Would that be P, then?
It was P. P.
It's AP, for goodness sake. It's not AP, it's P.
It's a bird's eye vegetable rather than a letter of the alphabet. Does that give you any clue? P.
Okay, Barry, will you continue, please?
Pusillanimous.
Parasol.
Pod.
Pot.
Petunia.
Parabola.
What?
I don't know. I just made that.
It's a vegetable.
You've never had a stuffed parabola. You haven't believed.
Perumula. You have them as a side dish.
And to go with that, I'll have a poppadom.
Palindrome. Not too much sauce.
Panamanian. None at all.
Titter. Distinctly.
I think he was still laughing at Barry.
I think you're right. OK, you're disqualified. Oh, no. carry on, Graham.
Platoon.
Parsnip. Oh, come on!
Right, between you and Willie, Graham.
Priest.
Prod nose.
Plywood.
Patter.
Pate.
Pater.
Porter.
Pooter.
Peter.
Potter.
Picked.
Okay. As we're about halfway through the show, the theatre management have asked me to pass on this message to our audience. Anyone wishing to avoid the crowds when leaving, please try to wait till the end of the show. Thank you. Right, it's time now to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Before we do, I noticed from the bulge in our post bag this week that another card has flooded in from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales with comments on her favourite show. Dear Mr. Duggleby, she writes. Why? Does my typewriter always stick on the letter Y? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis, North Wales. Right, back to the game, teams, and since we're in Cambridge, we'll play according to Trumpington's variation. That's a refined and highly cerebral version, generally preferred by intellectuals. But we're going to play it anyway. It tends to be rather a defensive game, teams, in which positional play is of the essence, so take care not to become blocked, boxed, or cornered. I'll start you off, teams, with Albright's opening. OK? Totteridge and Whetstone. Tim, will you continue, please?
Well, I think there's only one way to go from there. But I'm not going that way. It's usually Regent Street, but I'll try Lower Regent Street.
OK. King Street?
Yeah.
Which one?
Cambridge one.
Don't be silly.
That's just foolish.
Oh, yes. Not the Hammersmith London one. Cambridge. King Street in Cambridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on. That's right. Go on, Willie.
Oval Road. Thank you.
Swiss. You get Fox.
She knows Albright's opening.
Yeah, that's true. Hendon.
Oh, go on.
Hendon Central.
Central?
Central, yeah. Yeah. You're out.
Craven Cottage.
Bond Street. Thank you.
Fulham Palace Road.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. You could have whooped.
I think you're...
Thank you.
I think you're boxed. I think you're boxed, Willie.
No.
He's blocked.
I think so.
He's not boxed. Blocked, but not boxed.
And far from cornered.
But, well, we could call in the diagonals here and do Bishop's Gate.
That's good. Oh, we laugh in the face of danger. Ha, ha, ha.
Mitre Court.
Aha.
Whack.
That was.
Fitzwilliam Street. Yes. That's the level there.
Whack, back.
Well, may you pause.
The embankment.
Oh.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh. See the smiles vanish from their faces.
It's like, whoosh, the colour has washed from their cheeks.
You'd swear they're in black and white now, wouldn't you? Look at them.
The Hague. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Very good. Very good. Folkestone Road.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah.
Time now for a round of limericks. Actually, it's quite interesting where the name limerick comes from. It's a corrupt, it's a corruption of the old French word for America, l'Amérique. That's true. It's not a bluff, it's true. French migrants sailing to the New World will be blown off course to Southern Ireland, where they landed and mistakenly called it l'Amérique. There's still a large community of limerick French to this day, as visitors to their annual festival of sheep burning and lorry wrecking will testify. Right, teams, I shall furnish you with a potential pact opening, which I'd like you to complete in turn, taking one line each. Graham, you're going to start. A porter from Gonville and Keys.
A porter from Gonville and Keys grew potatoes on both of his knees.
On the end of his nose
grew a rare kind of rose.
But you'll never guess where he grew these.
Tim, here's yours. While out with a couple of blues.
I didn't know which one to choose.
The one with the squint?
Or the one with the splint?
I have both. I've got nothing to lose.
Barry, here's yours. Well, out on the cam in a punt.
I saw Reverend Spooner in front.
He said, what a day gay.
And anchors away.
And make way for my podding sunt.
finally, here's yours, Willie. If you're studying natural science...
If you're studying natural science, I suggest that you wear this appliance.
You strap it on thus.
Then just hop on a bus.
And you'll find you get masses of clients.
Right, now, our next game is called Singer and the Song, and in it I'd like each team member to imagine he's a famous and well-loved personality. And then adapt a song of my choosing to the style of that personality. You'll be accompanied by Colin Sell, who'll be trying to adapt his style to that of a pianist. You know, whenever musicians hear that Colin's working with us, they're always very keen for news of the old maestro. Well, sadly, it's failed its MOT again. So he's had to come on his bike. Barry, we'll start with you. Would you please sing Zippity-Doo-Dah to the style of Quentin Crisp?
Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird, on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Look at the muck in here.
OK. Graham, would you please sing the song called Happiness, having assumed the persona of Joe Grundy from The Archers?
Happiness. Happiness. Greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord I've been blessed, Clary. More my share of happiness. Me, this world is a wonderful place. Her farm burning down. I'm the luckiest human in the race. I got no silver. I got no gold. I got happiness in my father's mind. Happiness to me is an ocean tide. Sunset fading on mountainside. Big old heaven full of stars above. And I'm in the arms of Simon Pemberton. Happiness. Happiness. Happiness gift I possess, Eddie. I thank the Lord I've been blessed by my share of happiness.
Finally, a duet for you, Tim and Willie. I'd like you, please, to once more assume the identities of the Queen and Princess Margaret. Singing Sisters.
Sisters! Sisters! Yeah, we never such devoted sisters.
Never had to have a chaperone.
No, sir. We are there to keep our eye on her.
Caring.
Sharing.
Every little crown that we are wearing.
When a certain gentleman arrived from Greece,
she wore the dress and I phoned the police.
All kinds of weather stick together. Same in my rain and sun.
Two different faces, but in tight places.
One thinks and one acts as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing can come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can.
Nobody can.
Lord help the mister who comes between us and our sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between my husband and I.
Good night. Good night.
Well, we'll soon have to say farewell, but there's just time, I think, to fit in a round of Biscuit Makers Film Club. So, teams, while Samantha nips out to enjoy a mouthful of Jacobs... I'd like you please to... I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films likely to prove popular with an audience of biscuit makers. OK, Tim, start up.
Hobnobs and Breadsticks.
McVitty, Vitty, Bang, Bang.
The Singing Digestive.
And there's The First Wives Club.
There's Bath Oliver Twist and the Artful Jammy Dodger.
La Dolce Rivita.
Glenn Garibaldi, Glenn Ross.
Not Newton. To mention Gandhi Baldy, directed by Bicky Attenborough.
Cream Krakatoa, East of Jaffa.
And, of course, Bring Me the Crisp Bread of Alfredo Garcia.
Mutant Ginger Nut Turtles. The Penguin Has Landed. A Rivita runs through it.
Flash Bourbon.
The Crumbs of Navarone. Lord of the Squashed Flies. Starring Jack Lemon Puffs.
Charlie the Wagon Wheel. J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobnob.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the short-sighted rhino of time attempts to mount the VW Beetle of eternity... and the rubber glove of hope gets lost in the Aberdeen Angus of destiny. I notice it's the end of the show, and indeed the series. So from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the good people of Cambridge, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sowell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Peter Bradshaw, and the producer was John Naismith. Yeah.